There have been reports in the British press that a unit of the British Special Forces, the SAS, has already exchanged fire with the Taliban inside Afghanistan. Major Charles Heyman is editor of Jane's World Armies and joins us from London. Major Heyman, what do you know about these reports of a firefight?
Well, first of all, they're pure speculation. As far as we know at the moment, the reports are supposed to have come from some sources inside the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan. But the UK MOD won't confirm or deny the reports. They never ever comment on Special Air Service operations. And at the moment, we're all sort of casting round looking for some concrete evidence.
The UK MOD, of course, would be the British Ministry of Defence.
That's right.
If the SAS has been inside Afghanistan recently, what are they doing there?
Well, I think the stories about a search for bin Laden are probably overhyped. And I don't think that that really is a credible operation of war for special forces at the moment. So what they're almost certainly doing now is reconnaissance and intelligence.
Reconnaissance and intelligence meaning what? Trying to figure out how they would communicate back to base or who's there and what the terrain is like? What are they doing?
One of the really important things at this stage is to have some eyes and some ears that you can trust totally on the ground, that are going to give you some reports and say, they're going to say things like, this is what the weather is actually like. These are the targets that I can see from the position I'm in now. And if I move off to another position, I can see something else. The intelligence side of things is probably producing real-time reports of what the Northern Alliance is actually capable of and what they've got and what their plans are, and maybe liaising with the Northern Alliance, trying to find out what they'll be doing in a few days' time, what towns they're going for, this sort of thing. I'm pretty sure that if the SAS is in there doing something like that, then there's a very high percentage chance that there are some Delta Force folks in there as well.
U.S. Special Forces.
U.S. Special Forces, yeah.
If, let's say, the SAS were operating as they have before, I gather they would be working in very small units.
Generally speaking, SAS teams of about 4 to 6, but it may be different in this case. There may be a reasonable number of guys there actually on the ground, and they won't necessarily be off on independent patrols, but it is possible. And right at this moment, of course, we know we're beginning to speculate pretty wildly. I think what we're really saying is the SAS are probably there. Their job at the moment is to see and not be seen. And if they are having firefights with people, it's because they've literally fallen across each other and the SAS have had to fight their way out of it.
You've mentioned the weather several times. This is what might drive action, a timetable for action in Afghanistan.
The weather is absolutely vital. The weather remains vital in military operations, whatever sort of military operation you're running. If it's too hot, you need vast amounts of water to keep soldiers going. If it's too cold, you need vast amounts of clothing, and it numbs the mind. That terrain in Afghanistan is inhospitable. Up in the mountains, it can get bitterly, bitterly cold. And it's going to severely hamper operations if operations are going on in, say, late October, in November, because for a start, it's going to close down a lot of airstrikes, and it's going to stop helicopters flying, this sort of thing. So if the US and its allies are going to do something on the ground, they need to be doing it sooner rather than later.
Major Heyman, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Retired British Army Major Charles Heyman is editor of Jane's World Armies. He spoke to us from London.